Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're recording now. We said that Surah the Basmala, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is called Basmala, is part of Surah al-Fatiha and part of Surah al-Naml. But it's not part of any other Surah. Fatiha is 1-1, and the Naml, it is in 27-30. Surah al-Naml is 27-30. It is Sunnah to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before every Surah at the beginning. So if you're starting from the middle, do you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? No. You say what? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So if I ask you to read, whether you want to start reading from the middle of any surah or from anywhere other than the beginning, you don't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Now, yeah, you don't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The only surah that we are told not to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before the Surah At-Tawbah, which is Surah number 9. Because Allah is so angry in this Surah, threatening a lot of punishments. So Allah wants you to know that this is not Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah has 99 names. The Rahman and the Rahim, they don't apply to this Surah because He was so angry in this Surah, threatening a lot of punishments to the bad guys who were giving the Prophet a hard time. Now, let's say, what is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? You tell me, what is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? What's the difference?
Which one means the forgiving?
Both have to do with mercy.
One is all forgiving, and the other one, I don't know which one is it. I know that one of them means all forgiving.
Well, both of them are about mercy. Mercy, not really forgiveness. It's just about mercy. Okay? So, now, what's the difference? Rahman is excessive form. It's called excessive form. You know what is excessive form of the verb? We say, eat. So, akil, for example, is eat. Akul is eat a lot. So it is Rahman is mercy a lot. So this is mercy, and this is mercy, or like a lot of mercy. You can say mercy a lot, or you can say excessive. Mercy. How do you pronounce excessive? How do you spell it?
E-X-C-E-S-S-I-V-E.
Yes, thank you. Excessive mercy. All right? So, what do you mean by excessive mercy?
Like, you ask for mercy a lot.
Okay. And mercy means, excessive mercy means He gives benefits. Gives benefits. In this life, to all. So, the benefits in this life is given to all. Good guys and bad guys. Right? Muslims and non-Muslims. Believers and non-believers. Does Allah hold His benefits from everybody? Like you say, okay, you're not a Muslim, you don't get benefits. No air, no water, no ground for you. And you're a good guy, okay, you get a lot of benefits, extra benefits. You know what I'm saying? Allah in this life does not distinguish, in giving benefits, does not distinguish between believers and unbelievers, good guys and bad guys. Everybody gets benefits. So that's why He is a Rahman. Why? It means benefits, merciful a lot. He's giving too much mercy. You know what I'm saying? It's like too much mercy. Now, mercy, Rahim, means mercy, okay? Gives benefits, gives mercy only to those who deserve it in the Day of Judgment. only to the one who deserves it. Uh-huh. Somebody's talking.
What?
In this life. In the next life. So in this life, Allah is Rahman. So, this life, Allah is Rahman. Allah is Ar-Rahman. Next life, He is Ar-Rahim. Do me a favor and check the... Deserve is right.
Yeah. It's
to deserve
in the next.
Okay.
Wait. You have to add an S afterwards.
Who deserve?
Yes, that's right. No, gives mercy only to the ones who deserve.
To the ones.
Yeah.
To the ones.
And S after deserve. No.
No. The, yeah, that's correct.
To the ones. Okay.
Wait, I have a question. Mm-hmm. The next life, is that like reincarnation?
No, the next life.
The next life, the
day of judgment.
Oh, okay. I'll take the next life.
Okay. So, the day of judgment, Allah gives mercy only to who deserve it. Good guys who deserve it. How about bad guys? They get no single atom of mercy. Nothing. Zero. No mercy to them. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So, you need to understand that Allah in this life is Rahman. And the next life is Rahim. You got it? So, a lot of people don't know the difference between these two.
Rahman is mercy a lot.
Light, right, Noor? Right? In this life, Allah is what?
Do you know my name?
Rahman or Rahim? Rahman. In this life. Why? Because He gives benefits to everybody. Yeah, exactly. But he's in the next life, he's a Rahim because he gives only to those who deserve it. Right?
You know my name.
Samiha, right?
That's the one who talks like way more than her.
You know
Samiha
is
not here. Yeah, Samiha, she's calling
here,
but
wait.
Like, we call
you know
her.
My name?
What's your name?
Tahani.
Tahani, yes.
Do you remember Tahini? Okay.
Now, okay. Why? When Allah says Bismillah, remember, this sentence is extremely important. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. What is the meaning Bismillah in the name of Allah? Bismillah. What's the meaning of Bismillah or in the name of Allah? Bismillah in the name of Allah. What do you mean, Bismillah? What does it mean? If I say Bismillah, what does it mean?
In the name of Allah.
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean? You know, in the name of Allah. Okay,
so
you know.
Swearing by Allah, like the oath.
Okay. Now let's get an example. If President Obama gives a speech and says, "In the name of the American people," so what is he doing now? In the name of the American people. He is speaking on behalf of the American people who gave him the authority, who gave them the authority to speak on their behalf, right? You understand that? So the American people said, "You, Mr. Obama, speak on our behalf because you are our president." How did the American people do that? Through what?
We the people.
Elections.
Oh.
Elections.
Okay. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect constitution, establish justice, and share domestic tranquility.
Okay, you got it?
Does that mean in the 4 and 9 that you're not...
Put ourselves under fucking burden and establish...
You're not speaking...
So if you're...
Is that the law that you're speaking for? Or...
Are you speaking what Allah said?
No, I'm coming to this. If I say in the name of the American people, am I authorized to speak in the name of the American people? No. Can I speak on the name of my family?
Yes.
Yes. Can I speak on the name of myself?
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm authorized. So in the name of Allah, it means Allah authorized you to speak the Quran. Next time I'm going to ask you to leave. So Allah in the Bismillah means Allah in the name of Allah who authorized you. It means Allah authorized you to speak the Quran.
But what about for number 9?
So when you say in the name of Allah, you're saying... You're saying Allah authorized me to speak the Quran. Okay. The Quran is the speech of who?
Allah.
Is the Quran the speech of Allah or the creation of Allah? Speech of Allah. Watch out. Our Quran is not the creation of Allah. Quran is the speech of Allah. Okay?
Wait, we're the creations,
right? Yeah, we're creation of Allah. But Quran is not a creation. Quran is a speech of Allah. Keep that in mind.
Also,
oh,
it's not like a holy object.
No. Because Quran is the speech of Allah, so he can get some of the names of greatness associated with it. Like, for example, when you say, Wal Quran al-Majid. Al-Majid is one of the names of greatness of Allah. Nobody's allowed to share this name with Allah because it's greatness, right? So now, when you assign this name to other than Allah, it's shirk. So the only one that is qualified for the names of greatness is Allah and the speech of Allah. Because the speech of Allah is technically Allah, part of Allah himself. You know what I'm saying?
People with like last names like Rahman or like in their names or...
Okay, very good question. So we have two kinds of names. The names of greatness and the names of beauty. Did you hear this before?
No.
Okay. The names of Allah are divided into two kinds. The names of greatness and the names of beauty. Based on what? Based on the meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala... Where is that thing? Okay, here we go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 99 names to describe himself to us so that we get to know who is he. Right? Ya Allah, we need to learn about you. Allah says 99 names for you. Now, the 99 names, are they the only names of Allah? No. How many names Allah has?
Isn't there some in Christianity and some in...
No, Allah has many names. Now, why did he choose those 99? Those are the ones relevant to us. Got it? So there are other names that are not relevant to us. How do I know that Allah has more than one name, more than 99 names? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make the dua and says, Ya Allah, I ask you by your names. I ask you in your name, by your name, like a big of you, by your name. I'm using your name to big of you. Like you say, Ya Allah, you are Ar-Rahim. Please provide, please give me mercy. You know what I'm saying? So I ask you in your name, or I ask you using your name, whether you have taught it to some of your creation, or you kept it a secret with you, didn't teach it anybody. Okay? So I ask you in your name that you taught to people, taught to one of to your creation, or you kept it for yourself. You got it?
Yeah.
Can I say Allah has a limited number of names? Absolutely not. Allah has unlimited number of names because Allah is infinity. So it has infinity names. But we can only, the ones relevant to us are those 99 names. So that's the first thing. The names of Allah. They are divided into, we need to know, number one, Allah has infinite names.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 99.
No, no, but like to us, like, yeah. Like
and remember the hadith, which is Prophet supplication. Supplication of the Prophet. I'm not going to write the supplication, but you're going to get it from the recording or the notes. So that's an evidence.
What supplication means?
And then, Ya Allah, dua. Dua. And then, two, that hadith of the Prophet where he says, Allah has... Allah has 99 names, whomsoever learns them, he or she will go to Jannah. If you know the 99 names of Allah, you understand them, you know them, then you go to Jannah. It's a promise that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has 99 names, whomsoever understands them, whomsoever have a good command of them, whomsoever memorized them,
that's so
is go to Jannah.
You know what's funny? You have to apply each one in your life. It's not just you memorize them. I can recite them off the top of my head.
Exactly.
You have to use them. And then because of that, you're going to be like an awesome person anyways.
What do you
like,
mean use them?
Like
implement them in your life.
At the beginning of the year, it was like, what one was it? Find it now.
How do you use it?
It's like,
implement them, depending on the name, you implement them in your life.
So it's like, how? One of his names is all forgiving. So like
for example...
So it's like you forgive, like, your sister annoys you, so you forgive her,
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
So like, depending like Allah's
Allah's generous, he wants you to be generous.
So then you
Allah's
give
forgiving,
so
he wants you to be forgiving.
His names to you too.
The names of beauty. Like, he's forgiving, he wants you to be forgiving. He's kind, he wants you to be kind.
Not like that. Wait, so what are the names?
The other names, the names of greatness, you're not permitted to share with Allah, and no one ever would share them with Allah.
Only like half.
Huh?
So only like half of the names you
I'm going to divide them right now. Names of beauty. What is that edge doing here? I think I spelled beauty right. Names of beauty and names of greatness. Names of beauty, these are the manners of Allah. He wants us to copy, to follow His manners. He wants us to follow.
Where's Sarah?
I don't know. Maybe she's substituted. You got it? So, the manners of Allah. Allah's kind, He wants you to be kind. Generous, He wants you to be generous. Wadud means He seeks the love of the ones... that are lower than him, you know, the big boss who's seeking the love of the janitor or like a slave. You know what I'm saying? Like if the king is seeking the
Assalamu alaikum. I have something to say.
We have some
okay. So we found some writing in the Muslim Bible. Very inappropriate, okay? And somebody wrote against some other's name. Because if someone writes, he or she will not write her name. Especially if it's a woman's bathroom, she will not write her name.
Yeah.
And we know that we already took the picture, and we know the handwriting and all of the things. So if someone did that, I don't know, I'm not saying that you guys did that, come forward and let us know, okay? Because we're going to find out anyway. And this is not good, actually.
And we'll find out from your handwriting, and we'll figure out who it is, and then it will become difficult for everybody, for your parents as well as for you and for us also, right? So just come forward and let us know. We'll work with it, and we'll see what we can do about it, what's the reason behind it, and work with those issues. But it is not yours, but if nobody comes forward, we'll give everybody a day. You have our school address, you have Brother Misbah's number, my number, my address, or Brother Ali's. Send it to him.
And also, if you know who did it, if it wasn't you, and you think you know who did it, also come forward too.
Okay? Because we can find out, because if nobody comes forward, you know that we can find out, because we know the handwriting.
We want to give you guys a chance to do the right thing, if you know someone who did it.
Because next time, we will call everyone's parents and join us in
front of everyone. So the names of greatness, no one is allowed to share with Allah.
Let's talk about it later.
You know, you guys want to talk about it later, because we really have very limited time here. So the names of greatness, no one is allowed to share them with Allah. If you treat someone, okay, the way you treat Allah and these names, then you are mushrik.
Oh, it's like thinking
of God on earth. Yeah, exactly. Such as this one, such as, for example, Al-Azim, which is the most great, or the most and then Al-Ghani, the most rich. Al-Wasi', the unlimited. Hey, girls. Girls, girls, girls. You got it? You have examples now of the names of greatness? Huh? You have examples of the names of greatness? These names of greatness, no one is allowed to share them with Allah.
Just those three?
But I thought you're
No, many.
Wait, I thought you're supposed to use them. You know,
use them for Allah. You don't use it yourself.
No, like, you cannot treat anybody the way you treat Allah and these names.
So you can't be, I'm the most forgiving.
Those are all the names of Allah. But the names of beauty, like for example, Ar-Ra'uf, the most kind. The most generous. Al-Kareem, the most generous. The most generous. Okay. Ar-Rahim falls here. By the way, Ar-Rahim falls here. The most forgiving. But here falls Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman falls here. So nobody is allowed to be called the Rahman, because it's special for Allah. The excessive merciful.
Do you watch movies?
The merciful. The excessive. Excessive?
Yeah.
Merciful. So, you can see that Rahim falls there and Rahman falls here. Because Rahman, nobody can be excessive merciful except Allah. You know? But Rahim is there. So, can we be as much Rahim as Allah?
Wait. No. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim, that's for the next life, so you can't.
Ar-Rahim means the kind. So, I'm sorry, but the forgiving. You want to forgive your sister, you know?
Yeah.
See, the generous, Al-Ghani, the most, Kareem, the most generous. You want to be generous.
Yeah, but Ar-Rahim, that's merciful, but isn't that for like Allah could see?
No.
In this life, yeah, nobody can be Rahman. Because
yeah.
Rahman means too much mercy. It's illegal. The only way it's legal is say Abd al-Rahman. So, al-Rahman for an nine for a name is wrong. Rahman is wrong. Abd al-Rahman is right. Abd means the slave of Ar-Rahman.
Oh, the slave.
Abdullah is the slave of Allah.
Wait, so then what does just Rahman mean?
Rahman is excessive merciful.
So but then what's Ar-Rahman?
The excessive merciful. Both can't be.
Okay.
Nobody really. This is the name. This is one of the names of greatness. You cannot touch it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so you can't. The names of greatness, you can't have them like part of your name. But the name is beauty.
Only after Abd. Okay? Only after Abd. You got it? She asked a very important question. Only after Abd. Only after what? Abd. Okay?
Everything?
Yes. You can have anything after Abd. But this one, you can call your kid Kareem. You can call your kid Rahim. Okay? You got it? You understand that? So you can call your kids the names of beauty without Alif Lam. Can I call my kid Kareem? No. Can I call him Kareem? Yes.
You know, what is the L mean?
Apparently in some language, like Arabic, Samiha means beautiful girl.
Really?
No, Samiha means...